It's the Reader's Notebook for Wednesday, January 23rd, 2019. The signature of John Hancock on the Declaration of Independence is the most flamboyant and easily recognizable of them all. It is perhaps no surprise that the story of his part in the Revolution is equally engaging. Few figures were more well-known or more popular at the time than John Hancock. He played an instrumental role, sometimes by accident and at other times by design, in coaxing the American Revolution into being. Born in Braintree, Massachusetts, on this date in 1737, he was orphaned as a child and adopted by a wealthy merchant uncle who was childless. Hancock attended Harvard for a business education and graduated at the age of 17. He apprenticed to his uncle as a clerk and proved so honest and capable that in 1760 he was sent on a business mission to England. There he witnessed the coronation of George III and engaged some of the leading businessmen in London. In 1763 his uncle died and John Hancock inherited what was said to be the greatest body of wealth in New England. This placed him in a society of men who consisted mainly of loyalists, suspected by the working population because of their great wealth and social power. Hancock, however, soon became involved in revolutionary politics, and his sentiments were early on and clearly for independence from Great Britain. He was in company with the Adamses and other prominent leaders in the Republican movement in New England. He was elected to the Boston Assembly in 1766 and was a member of the Stamp Act Congress. In 1768, his sloop, Liberty, was impounded by customs officials at Boston Harbor on a charge of running contraband. A large group of private citizens stormed the customs office, burned the government boat, and assaulted the officers, causing them to seek refuge on a ship offshore. Soon afterward, Hancock abetted the Boston Tea Party. The following year, he delivered a public address to a large crowd in Boston, commemorating the massacre of 1770. In 1774, he was elected to the Provincial Congress of Massachusetts and simultaneously to the Continental Congress. When Peyton Randolph resigned in 1776, Hancock assumed the position of president. He retired the following year due to problems with gout, but he continued to do public service in his native state by participating in the formation of its constitution. He was then elected governor and served for 5 years, but then declined to be reelected, only to come back to the office in 1787. He served until his death in 1793. The dignity and character of John Hancock, celebrated by friend and enemy alike, did not suffer for his love of public attention. He was a populist in every sense, and he had great confidence in the ability of the common man. He also displayed a pronounced contempt for unreasoned authority. A decree had been delivered from England in early 1776 offering a large reward for the capture of several leading revolutionary figures, and John Hancock's name was at the head of the list. The story, entirely unfounded, that on signing the Declaration of Independence he commented, "The British ministry can read that name without spectacles. Let them double their reward." An alternate story, also unfounded, has him saying, "There, I guess King George will be able to read that." I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for January 23rd, 2019. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.